This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's May 31st, 2016. Here's John Bound reporting.
Welcome to the BS Club, hosted by the United Kingdom's New World Order-backed propaganda machine, The Guardian. Apparently, The Guardian didn't have any problem rolling out the following baseless drivel to its readers/YouTube viewers. Of course, commenting on the U.S. presidential election whilst ignoring the massive problems in your own country is a sketchy undertaking to begin with. But when your publication is run by an elitist New World Order lackey like Dame Liz Forgan, the Dame being her high Masonic title, allowing Forgan to rub elbows with royalty, media oligarchs, and the Lord Rothschild, you do as expected. Here is what the Telegraph had to say about Dame Liz in 2013 before she became the chair of Scott Trust Limited, the British company that owns the Guardian Media Group. The Telegraph writes, "Why not spend £8,000 on a leaving do, a party held when leaving a job? That's what Dame Liz and her cast are entitled to. That's what the little people are there to pay for. There could be no clearer demonstration of the contempt that Dame Liz, who exudes the haughty sense of self-worth and entitlement that typifies the arts establishment, has for the rest of us. That she chose a drinks party funded by the taxpayer to attack the government for cutting the arts budget. Contempt and a jaw-dropping lack of self-awareness. So without further ado, here is The Guardian Stephen Thrasher looking forward to the day when America's dying white majority is overthrown and a political revolution led by people of color ends the white supremacist system currently represented by Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
When we had a clear symbol that the country is literally becoming more black, why shouldn't we have expected his successor to be the meanest, whitest, most vile bigot possible? And when protesters demanded that Black Lives Matter, why shouldn't we have anticipated the rise of a candidate who encourages violence against peaceful demonstrators? President Trump would fit right into American history. I'm waiting for the year 2043, when this white supremacist nation becomes mostly non-white. That's when true political revolution might be possible.
Thrasher, you work for the so-called dying white majority, completely ignoring that Europe and now the United States are quietly being invaded by Sharia law zealots hell-bent on throwing people of Thrasher's persuasion off of rooftops. Not to be outdone in the threat-laced propaganda lecturing is Guardian columnist Jonathan Friedland.
The world is watching. Then the world was inspired. Now we're scared. You won't rule out dropping a nuclear bomb on Europe. Islamophobia would be a matter of state policy. If you're Mexican, you'll know that the American president thinks you're basically a criminal or a rapist. There'll be a surge of what people will call anti-Americanism. People will mock the nation as dumb, vulgar, and aggressive. It'll be like it was in the George W. Bush years, only much, much worse.
Friedland, your smug elitist arrogance and weak threats are just as bad as your flaccid declaration of anti-Americanism. Your sycophantic jabbering makes me wonder when you're due back in the city of London for your umpteenth microchipping. And here's yet another Guardian columnist, Gary Young, to lecture us on our democracy in crisis, claiming Americans are blaming the refugees solely for the soft invasion of Europe and the United States, an invasion engineered by the very globalists signing Young's paychecks.
His ascent is part of a rise in right-wing populism throughout the Western world. Most Western nations have their own Trump, a racist, xenophobic, Islamophobic demagogue appealing to a mix of nationalist nostalgia, patriotic myth, class grievance, and economic insecurity. Now, liberal commentators describe them as a threat to democracy, but it would be more accurate to understand them as the product of democracy already in crisis.
The overall direction of The Guardian is going to be decided by the people who run the trust. And it will also include many powerful people who are very plugged into the international finance community.
Finance community?
Yes.
Anytime Guardian columnists Stephen Thrasher, Jonathan Friedland, Gary Young, and Dame Forgan, for that matter, want to have a debate over their claims, myself, and a few other info warriors would be happy to educate you on the glaring realities staring you squarely in the face. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That's right. The ultra elite are doing this. These men are front men of them.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is good to be back in the saddle again, broadcasting worldwide on radio and television from Central Texas, Austin. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. It is good to be back. Well, if you go up to InfoWars.com, it becomes very, very clear exactly what is unfolding with the headlines there. But another place to go to get a clear image of the big push is DrudgeReport.com. The major social websites of the world, owned by the globalists, say stop the hate. Tech giants vow to tackle bad speech within 24 hours. Words directed against anyone over issues of race, color, religion will be shut down. National descent or national or ethnic origins will be banned. Unless you're the London Guardian, Facebook, the New York Times, and others coming out saying white people are inherently evil and inherently bad, and that there's a new cultural revolution against them. This is an attempt to sell racism to the third world and to old world countries, flood what's left of the West with those people, and assign racial identity to collectivism, socialism, and authoritarianism. Then you've conquered the planet. So this is a force feed operation, just looking at the demographics, to build, if you live in Africa or Latin America or Asia or the Middle East or Eastern Europe, that the fall of the West is how you get ahead. When the social engineers on record are doing everything they can to keep those countries in squalor and in total social control as well, with UN vaccine medical forces out there openly injecting people with every bioweapon ever heard of. It is simply amazing. So that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down here today, ladies and gentlemen. It is incredible. And it's because of the cultural ignorance of the average Westerner. We have a TV culture. We have a vapid, centimeter-deep ocean of mindless boobs, on average, who have no conception of how the world even works. And then, meanwhile, you've got third-world countries being given culture by the multinational combines that control their governments, and that culture is an absolute hatred and vitriol against the West and against anyone with lack of melanin in their skin. This is colonialism, reformed by Christians, reformed by the West, selling Renaissance worldwide, trying to turn the planet around into a new era of prosperity. We become the most wealthy and powerful because we have the most freedom. Then the corrupt systems come take us over and turn us into an engine to take over the planet. They then flip that back inwardly, take our guilt that the West has, exacerbate it, and then tell us politically we must be slaves and accept the terms of surrender or we're going to be called racist. And then when we do surrender, the demonization, the race baiting, the cultural warfare, the class warfare only triples on a yearly basis. Only gets worse. So again, the West was first to recognize true human barbarism on average and try to reverse it and try to curtail it and try to actually create wealth and prosperity for all. Comparatively. That's a historical fact. It's incontrovertible. Now, because of our Christian ethos, we love to beat ourselves with cultural whips and engage in all these different forms of penance. And we want to pay cultural indulgences to the government, to the media, to the culture to prove ourselves worthy. It's the new religion. They've replaced repressive forms of state-run Christianity that the Renaissance was all about stopping and promoting true Christian ideals. And they've just returned us to a new form of tyranny under a new religious basis that is political correctness. That's what it is. It's a religion. Merged with the whole green religion that isn't about saving the earth, but about demonizing humanity itself. And so here it is. It's official. I told you it was coming. Matt Drudge told you it was coming. We saw the head of the Federal Elections Commission come out. We saw 40% of the FCC board vote last year. It failed, but narrowly, to come out and restrict the First Amendment heavily. And to give you an internet ID, basically, where if you get three strikes like YouTube, you aren't suspended off YouTube, you are suspended off of the internet, and you won't be able to work or have jobs or do anything. But meanwhile, they're going to expunge the records of felons who go through cultural governmental retraining to be leftist street operatives, and so they will now have armies of felons working for them, but you won't be able to have a job. And the TSA, as they said 14 years ago, in a congressional meeting on C-SPAN, I've been telling you since it happened, I played clips when it happened, they said then the TSA will decide what job you have or if you can have a job with a national ID card. But that won't be enforced on the illegals. I mean, this is so massive. This is so over the top. This is truly our journey into bondage becoming almost complete. So here's Bloomberg. The headline should be, tech giants working with multinationals prepare a giant offensive against free speech worldwide as globalism goes into high gear and as the world financial collapse goes into its next phase. Elites accelerate massive censorship ahead of crackdowns on freedoms worldwide. That should be the headline. They're already arresting people in Germany and Sweden and France who mildly criticize the open borders. But now it's just calmly reported, tech giants vow, it's no big deal. Tech giants vow to tackle online hate speech within 24 hours. U.S. internet giants Facebook, Inc., Twitter, Inc., Google, and Microsoft Corp. pledged to tackle online hate speech in less than 24 hours as part of a joint commitment with the European Union to combat the use of social media by terrorists. Oh, we've got to take everyone's speech because of the terrorists. Because the bad little terrorists are going to get us. And because they're going to get us with their bombs, because the government brought them in, 5 million of our little loving friends have been brought in, and 80%, according to Interpol, are military-age men, and I got stacks of news of them raping and robbing and killing and highways shut down and total bedlam and ferries shut down and just men running around with knives foaming at the mouth and the police running and cowering in fear. I mean, this is what Europe is. This has been done by design by the socialists, and they're going to bring it completely down. And then like they're doing all over the UK, they're going to put Muslims in charge as the police chiefs with socialists under them, and they're going to persecute, and they're going to arrest, and they're going to take over. And the average Western male is going to roll over on his back and get in a fetal position like a dog when it's scared and start urinating on themselves. And I'm not kidding. This is what we do. This is what we've been taught to do. And we're dead because of it. But it's all so liberal and trendy. U.S. internet giants Facebook, Inc., Twitter, Inc., Google, and Microsoft Corp. pledged to tackle online hate speech in less than 24 hours as part of a joint commitment with the European Union, with the government, to combat the use of social media by terrorists. And, of course, if you criticize the open borders, they arrest you in Germany and France and other places and let the Muslims run around and do whatever they want. So, see, they bring them in and then use them to take everybody else's freedoms. Beyond national laws that criminalize hate speech, there is a need to ensure such activity by internet users is expeditiously reviewed by online intermediaries and social media platforms under receipt of a valid notification in the appropriate time frame, the companies and the European Commission said in a joint statement today. And, of course, what's going to be done with all of this is it's all beta tested, first in China, now in Europe, now here. And it's already begun. By the way, groveling didn't do too well for him. Normally those that sell out are the ones that have their political heads lopped off first. SiriusXM announces suspension of Glenn Beck over Brad Thor interview comments where he came out and basically said somebody needs to kill Trump for the second time. Now, let me explain something. They're just using that. I'm not defending what Beck said as an excuse to get rid of him. They already got rid of over 300 libertarian hosts, despite the fact that we got them top signups, and there was another division that years ago put me on and was love what my show was doing, great sponsorship, great, you name it. One of the only profitable areas of SiriusXM was that whole libertarian group of channels, two of them. And they had us on twice a day. It was so popular. And point blank, Goldman Sachs subsidiary bought it up. Clear Channel got pushed out. I don't work with Clear Channel, but it was a division of some patriots at Clear Channel that put me on like 10 years ago. And I was on for about 7 years. And they told me the inside baseball of what happened. We were removed a couple of years ago. And they said, it's coming across the board. And then see Beck, who's out there supporting us getting taken off the air and things and saying we're dangerous. See, it's happening to you now. No, until, I mean, they're a quote private company. They can do what they want. But until, you know, he actually got in trouble or got indicted or something, I think this shouldn't have happened. But regardless, it's only being done now because the climate they think is safe. When they start moving against everybody, it means they're just doing it. And what did Matt Drudge, warned us about last year. I'm going to play that clip when we come back. He said these are internet ghettos, which are gulags, basically, step one. And he said they're coming, I was told by a Supreme Court justice, in private. And folks, I've been told. Now, a lot of folks say, well, let's just go along with this and they'll leave us alone. No, that's how they win. You've got to exercise free speech now or lose it. And that means support the local AM and FM affiliates we're on. They are the last line of defense. You should cherish those affiliates. You should support them now. This isn't a game. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns. And then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Whenever I'm down, having anxiety, George Strait can cure it. If you leave me,
if you leave me, I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me.
We're in world government. It's here.
I don't love you.
And the water only gets hotter. From this point on.
I got some oceanfront property.
Humanity is resisting. Starting to wake up a little bit, but that's a minority of humanity. Oh, every race, color, and creed. Red blood in their veins. Pulsing through their arteries. Same time, a larger contingent of people are either selfish and just don't care, or dumber than a box of old rusty hammers. And that's why they can get away with things like this. And it's a scary time to be alive. Open censorship is being announced all over the world. Persecution of Christians is being intensified. World government is openly being declared. The internet kill switch has been put in place in every major Western country. It's been announced. Cell phone kill switches. Backdoor switches where your phone suddenly nationwide can't videotape or can't record digitally. This is quite an open conspiracy. The smart boxes are in all the cars, made in the last 15 years or so to start taxing us by the mile. The smart appliances are in. They admit they're tracking us, controlling our homes, taxing us, regulating us. It's an organized crime revolution against civilization by the technocrats who openly have met and openly met with world governments and are openly coordinating with the communist Chinese, the EU, and the U.S. government to go into the next phase. And that is cashless society, bail-ins, where they grab money out of your bank account, where every action you get charged for, where any type of grassroots economy is outlawed. This is hardcore, and they're doing it. And they hope to just do it and bring it out in the open and just normalize it like it's no big deal with headlines like this. Tech giants vow to tackle online hate speech within 24 hours. This is all in the TPP. They say to stop terrorists, but they just say, to stop that, you know, we can't have people out there criticizing Muslims or anything, because that's what makes them attack. See, you've got to get rid of your speech, and you've got to accept Islam, and it says words, quote, directed against anyone over issues of race, color, or religion. So if you say, this London Guardian reporter that is a part African, part Anglo, I guess, gay man, there, I'm using the proper word, gay, or I'll get kicked off the internet. Again, how it starts with gay, sounds reasonable. Now it's everything else. Now I don't say mother and father. And he says, soon we'll get rid of the evil white people and everything will be fine. And we'll just skip down the road happily. That is the most racist, out-of-control statement. But you sit there and say, this guy's racist. Oh, I'm sorry, he's black. He's protected. You're taken off the internet. Because these are protected groups, but they're not really protected. They're just being used. So let's go out to break with this warning from last year with Matt Drudge here in studio.
To come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board. Then that will end for me. Fine. I've had a hell of a run. It's 20 years next year, or 20 years about now. Hell of a run. I couldn't have gone any farther. I feel completely I am gone as far out of the galaxy as I can on this. I still want to stay out here, but I've gone pretty damn far for what one individual can do in this culture. But I'm talking about the future. So I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's Ingsoc.
Right. Ultimately, it's boring and the kids are always off to something new, except for the something new is owned by the same freaking company or financed by the same banking system. So I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. in a big way. If your calling's media, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. Now.
And we're going to come back and play where he warned about the Supreme Court justice coming to him and saying,
we're
next
on
year,
the march.
They're coming
the
after
empire's
us.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at GunsJD.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. GunsJD.com, the Trump special, ask for it. GunsJD.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Long time ago, patriots, mainly from the military, the FBI, the CIA, who were let in on the plans in the 50s to bring in a world government, destroy American sovereignty. They went public, they warned people. They got attacked, they got laughed at, they got killed. But it built a core of people that were aware of what was happening. And the last 60 years, we have tried to educate as many people as we can, not just here, but across the world. And now we've got a fighting chance to defeat the World Government Project. Because the World Government Project is only the means to the end. The end game is planetary eugenics. Planetary forced population reduction. And many people say, good, there's too many folks. I don't like standing in line, you know, to get my Starbucks coffee. You have Starbucks and complex civilization and choices because of large human masses. That's why you go to the cities. But when you're in the cities, it creates the illusion of overcrowding. And the more prosperous the city there is, the more overcrowded and dirty it is because there's more people and more opportunity and more energy. But you go up in an airplane and you figure out that 90% of the land is not being used or more in places like North America. Now, there are some areas in the South Pacific where fathers are living off government welfare and having up to 20 children. The children then basically become miscreant. They get filled full of leftist globalist ideology worldwide, and they get transshipped into the West. They have no culture, and they then adopt CIA-produced gangster culture, weaponized in 1986 in a government project, partially declassified. Yes, inner-city black gangster culture didn't exist in the 60s and 70s. It was completely manufactured, weaponized, put into media, and now has been exported with a devastating effect. White Russians, Asiatic Chinese, it doesn't matter what group it is, Arabs. You go to Brazil, it's hip-hop music, gangster culture, thugs about being scummy and dishonorable and just being horrible. That was weaponized to bring down culture. Now you see the attacks on the father, the attacks on the mother. You see everything that's been beta tested in the inner city communities being used worldwide. First tested in the laboratory, then deployed. Just like, you don't just think they shot black people up with syphilis, do you? They were just so sloppy about it in Tuskegee they got caught in a 47-year project they kept secret with more than, what was the number of people that they know they did it to? Tens of thousands? And again, I talk about Tuskegee all the time because that's one little thing everybody knows about, even with the dumbed-down population. You know, this video from Infowars.com yesterday, Americans have no idea what Memorial Day is. I'm going to play that. See, this is why we're in so much trouble. This video is up on DrudgeReport.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Mexican parents train three-year-old girl to say, we have to kill Donald Trump. Graphic photos. Migrants fleeing Islamic State risk bringing deadly flesh-eating disease to Europe, already hitting hundreds of thousands. But they're not tested. They're not tested. Just like TB, 20-plus percent of the migrants. They're not invaders. They're not illegals. They're not jihadists. They're migrants. Of course, you can't migrate to Saudi Arabia. You can't migrate to Mexico. You can't migrate to North Korea. You can't migrate to China. You can't migrate to Japan. You can't migrate anywhere but Europe and the United States, Canada, Australia. And they don't even test for drug-resistant, and that's a nice name, for drug-immune TB that will eat your lungs. But now we have a new flesh-eating love. I have trouble even pronouncing. It's leishmaniasis. Sandfly disease. Can we pull up the headline out of France a month ago? Civil emergency declared on French highways because the migrants, there's just videos, hundreds and hundreds of them every week. So many, we can't even watch them, just besieging and robbing and dragging families out of their vehicles. Leandro. And then we could have some weird, lisping London Guardian guy that can hardly talk.
Yeah, how dare you be Islamophobic? We will conquer you white people. Liberal.
While the Guardian's run by a big megabank trust, openly run by the IMF and World Bank that's annihilating Europe. They talk about how we're going to defeat the white elite. What you want to do is blow up anything left of the Renaissance. Because you set up a free market system in years, it can reverse everything you've done. It's like a machine. Let's say that the Earth was radioactive. No matter how radioactive you set this machine up, it could terraform in a matter of years and remove the radiation. Let's use a cheesy 1980 Star Blazer. Can you guys cue up the original Star Blazers intro? I'd only seen the first season when I was a kid. I'd run home and try to watch it. And you've got these gamelons firing these big planet bombs that are radioactive at the Earth, and the humans have moved, you know, under the crust, and they're trying to go to this other planet, Iskandar, to get this machine that they can bring it back. It'll reverse the radiation. They are literally hunting down the republics right now, hunting down free market and all this choice and all this culture and everything. And they turned the engine on its head and turned it into just anti-family, anti-freedom, anti-saving, anti-free market, anti-technology, anti-medicine. They got rid of the Hippocratic Oath. They have death panels. They have death panels for the veterans. And Bill Gates gets up on TV and goes, if we kill one old lady, we can give you 10 jobs. And then people are like, oh. And Gruber gets up on TV and goes, good thing the public's a bunch of dumb idiots. I mean, listen, what you're hearing from me is the truth, okay? They put the internet kill switches in place. They've done it all. They've got it all set for the next phase of world government, a global collapse. And they roll in planetary rule as a solution to the problems they created. Just like I told you, they would push civil emergency Europe-wide, ban free speech there and then here, when the jihad attacks happen, and now they've openly announced it. And they're going to do it here. That's why they're bringing in the sleeper cells. So, look, video. Americans have no idea what Memorial Day is. Video. Mexican parents train 3-year-old girl to say, we have to kill Donald Trump. Graphic photos, migrants fleeing Islamic State risk bringing deadly flesh-eating disease to Europe. It's already there. 18 people are sexually assaulted at German concert with victims surrounded by mobs of migrant men and groping and copycat attacks in those in Cologne. Because from those Muslim countries these guys are coming from, if a woman is unattended, you're allowed to basically rape her. And then when you rape her, she gets executed. Now that's in places like Pakistan and places like Saudi Arabia. Executed. Look it up. Executed. You're gay, executed. And then you've got weird gay guys on TV going, whites, it's over. Your Islamophobia is over. Okay. Oh, ISIS threw me off the cliff. Thank you. This is what we've come down to, ladies and gentlemen. Students call for prisons to be banned. NUS group headed by unions, anti-Semitic new president says all criminals should be freed. So that's how it starts. Put everybody in prison, then release the violent offenders, make them the enforcers. They're not going to release anybody. They're going to release the violent offenders and make them the honchos. In fact, I've got articles in Germany and France. They're hiring illegal aliens to be the new police. Trump slams embarrassed loser Crystal over third-party threat because Trump doesn't want a bunch of world wars. That's just some of why this is all happening. But meanwhile, tech giants vow to tackle online hate speech. EU links up with Twitter tech firms to combat hate speech. AP. Operation Tulip takes prosecutors' offices for Google tax raid. Yeah, they're going after Google because they haven't been as good a boys as Facebook and Twitter. Here's another article from Heat Street. Predatory peacekeepers, UN soldiers, are committing widespread child rape. They always have and they always will. That's why people join that force. That is a force of looting and evil. They don't want you unless you're corrupt and evil, because then you would blow the whistle on the looting the UN engages in. Oh, nearly 46 million people are trapped in modern-day slavery, Bloomberg reports, but of course the UN's helping run all that worldwide. But every time you see the most gorgeous supermodel out on the street or at the mall, she's wearing a World Wildlife Fund, a UNICEF, or a UN shirt. Because supermodels are told, you don't get the contract, sweetheart, unless you wear UN clothing. And when you get asked what you support the end of the family, the end of the patriarchy, and the United Nations and for children. Patriarchy rules the world, so check your mail, white privilege. And all over the country, our reporters are there, and weirdo white people run up and go, you're not allowed to talk. You're white. You're a white male. And they're white. You look at them, they're all crazy. And they don't have jobs, or they do it state jobs. They're real dumb, but they're on power trips. Their eyes are aglow. It's their time to take over. It's their time. Yes, 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 yes. See, they're going to be the new bosses. Even though there isn't some white male patriarchy, unless you're in the mega corporations, that are setting this up to have us all kill each other. Little powerless, power-hungry control freaks that can't even have a husband because they henpeck and harass men so bad, men would rather be alone than with women now. And that's a generalization. But that's what's going on as they teach everyone scientifically how to collapse, how to fall apart, how to be nobodies. And we told you they're coming. Words, this is quoting from the AP, directed against anyone over issues of race, color, religion. Facebook a year ago said if you disagree with someone, just disagreeing could hurt their feelings, we're going to ban you. And that's what they do. You send out the most mild information even, and they're banning that, and they're restricting that. And people say, well, they're not doing it to InfoWars. They've done it a bunch. But we make a big deal about it, put them on notice, we're going to sue them. They back off because they don't want to warn you. You know, I've used this story a lot. It's an allegory, a parable, a parallel, because it happened. Many times, I'd be in the deer stand when I was like, I started shooting deer when I was about 7. You know, and then taking them back and gutting them, just chopping them up, preparing them. The average Trinity, gross, animal cruelty. You'll buy the meat and eat it, but that's okay. But actually going out and being real humans, you know, I want to just kill something. No, it's about turning on those genes, those genetics, flipping ritual switches. Killing your first deer and gutting it is the same thing as kissing your first girl or planting your first tomatoes. Something happens when you get in the soil and plant, or the first time you go on a night hike, or the first time you get in a real fight. All of a sudden, all these things switch on, and it's like, whoa, it's next level. But see, they don't ever want you going next level. The truth is, life is like a video game, folks. You go up next level, next level, next level, next level, next level, developing yourself. They don't want you ever to have that. They want arrested development. And so many times, we'd be sitting there, and a little buck would come out. First, some doe would come out, females. My dad say, well, you want one of those? You know, that's better for cooking stew. Or I guess you want to get a rack to show off. He goes, well, then I bet a little buck comes out here in a minute. But let's wait and see, because there'll be a bigger buck probably in there. And if that little buck doesn't get shot, he's going to come out and run him off. And a couple times that didn't happen, but a lot of the time it would. My dad say, see, I heard him snorting back there, like 200 yards away. My dad was like, just relax your eyes. You're going to see everything moving. Don't look for the animals. Just open your eyes. This is in the woods with little clearings. And I opened my eyes up, and I could suddenly see all these different animals. A badger, a weasel, crows, an eagle fly by. It's like, going to hunter mode. My dad sit there and like, basically relax. He was almost hypnotized me. That's just ancient male passing that down, all being broken. I haven't even given my son all that training. You know, and how to see different signs and the wind and how to hunt and how to fish and how to fight and everything else. And so all of a sudden, out come the doe. They're sitting there eating the oats. They plant the oats, eating little green oats in the winter. All of a sudden, out comes that little buck. Don't take him out yet. Wait till the big one comes. And then sure enough, 5 minutes later, he comes out, runs him off. Boom! Shoot that big buck right there in the heart. And that's what they're doing. They're just holding back with everybody going, don't take Jones out yet. We want to get them all. Wait till we got them all in the noose. They don't want to raise alarms. They don't want to take Drudge down yet. They're going to wait till the economy drops, ISIS hits, there's terrorists taking action. Oh, we got to shut the web off because the terrorists are using it to communicate. They're using cell phones. We just got hit by 200 cells in one day, and the martial law comes in. They put the radical jihadis down, but say, you don't have free speech anymore. You caused them to do it, and we're arresting other radicals that were anti-Islamic. And the sheep public will line up and say, good, arrest them. Shut their speech down. That's what we want. I have war game the enemy. But I also have contacts in the military as high up as Delta Force, you name it, who concur with my analysis that this is exactly what's going on. Because my analysis is the analysis. It's not like I came up with it and that's reality now. Anyone that studies this and knows the ball game can see it for themselves without hearing Alex Jones. I'm just on target. Now, I'm going to stop right there and just let everybody know that we have one of the biggest specials we've ever engaged in, and funding our operation is critical, but more importantly, this is stuff you need. I said that when May ended, I would end the 20% off on Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen. To introduce it to you, even though it's about to sell out, I just went ahead and said, you know what, we're going to go 20% another day. But I mean, it's ending today. I may send it in tomorrow, but we are also having 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Liver Shield, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 20% off Survival Shield X2, and 20% off all InfoWars Patriot apparel. And this is for Memorial Day we just had. If you're a veteran, give yourself the gift of good health with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Male Vitality, X2, Liver Shield, you name it. But regardless, if you've got friends and family that are vets, so many times they have been toxified by what they went through in war or the vaccines or the rest of it, and these people we really should help out. So give a vet some vitamin mineral fusion today. Give a vet some X2 today, Supermill Vitality today, because so many times folks get given these products, and then they become customers of InfoWars and listeners because of it, and that's symbiotic and helps continue the broadcast. So pay it forward. Give the gift of X2 or Supermill Super Female Vitality. By the way, we sell a Supermill for months. It's back in. I'm discounting it for the listeners and for the veterans, but also for folks who've never tried it before to give yourselves an opportunity. Now, on orders of $50 or more, we go further. Free shipping on top of that. And then we go further. You sign up for auto ship on things like the nutraceuticals or anything else for that matter, but it makes sense with coffee and the things you reuse, like X2 or Knockout or our oregano oil or our joint bone formulas, all of it. The lung cleanse, there's so many different products there at InfoWarsLife.com. You get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship, free shipping on orders $50 or more, 30% off vitamin mineral fusion, 30% off Supermale Vitality, Super Female Vitality, 30% off the Liver Shield, and so many other specials at InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today and know the small profit we make on each out of us is so much discounted. Funds the operation. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call and order as well. 888-253-3139. We're sending reporters to Europe, to the migrant camps, and to Bilderberg for 10 days. We're going to have reporters all over the country currently. We got Joe Biggs going out to California. We've got so much coming up. The RNC, the DNC, and it's your support of the InfoWar that makes it all possible.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Eastbound and bound, loaded up and trucking.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
There's a long way to go.
We've got a long way to go.
And a short time to get there.
I'm East Pounder, but no bandit run.
Mr. Reed bringing us in.
You put hard on the pedal.
Some never mind them brakes.
Hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta. And there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring
what globalists can't counter is real culture. They're destroying everybody's culture and replacing it with this globalist, politically correct, homogenized garbage. And they plan to use radical Islam as a bizarre authoritarian enforcer. And I used to hear this 10 years ago from right-wingers, and I would just roll my eyes and go, you people are crazy. Yes, they're doing a clash of civilizations. Yes, they're destabilizing the Middle East. Yes, that's wrong to do. A lot of Muslims and Arabs and people send me constant emails going, you used to not be anti-Islam. Why are you bashing us? I'm explaining this to you again. I was against destabilizing your countries. I'm against Saudi Arabia installing all these corrupt groups. I'm against Wahhabism. I was against attacking Iraq because they didn't carry out 9/11. And now the whole place has been destabilized by design, and they're putting radicals in charge and bringing them in. And these are real people. Real Sunni Wahhabists that kill the non-radical Muslims around them and are taking over Islam, whether it was bad before or good before or whatever. It's being radicalized. It's dangerous. Now the jihadi threat is real, and the Western governments at the top plan to let them attack. And they're going to take our liberties and freedoms in the process. I mean, I had Tim Kennedy, who's involved in the highest level national security stuff. And he hasn't told me all that. I know that separately. And he was concurring, saying, yes, that's their plan. I had him in the studio last week. But I don't need to talk to people in Delta Force to know all that. I can sit here and tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists mean business. They didn't put $50 billion of internet kill switch in, that's conservative, the last 15 years to play games. Okay? It's here. They need us to just not be aware of it, like TPP and all this other crap. Let's play Matt Drudge again, talking about the Supreme Court justice warning him a year ago, face-to-face, they're coming in 2016 for the free speech. And look, all over the world, it's happening. Because they have this on timetables. Because next year, folks, I'm sure of it now, the real global meltdown is going to happen, I believe. It's already here in most areas of the world, but still, in isolated pockets, the U.S. is doing okay. The bottom is falling out. I don't want that to happen. Some people say, well, be more optimistic. Maybe it won't. Mathematically, it's impossible. It's like an 89-year-old guy that's had 15 heart attacks. He's going to have a new one at some point. The heart's rotten. It's going to blow into 10 pieces. And I'm just here trying to tell folks they're going to use the crisis to try to take all of our freedoms. Here's the clip.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines, you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over, they've got the votes, which means time is limited.
You know, I want to take that whole interview, and it was an excellent interview, but, you know, I jumped in quite a bit because it was a surprise visit, and so I would have done a better job if I could have been prepared, but it was fun to have Drudge pop back in. And we need to take that and edit down like 15 minutes and air that, I think, all the time, or have a bunch of intros and outros that we're talking about, because he doesn't do interviews for every 5 years or so. But again, time is compressed. I know Drudge is listening. I think Drudge should probably be heard from a little bit more because he kind of is the symbol of free internet. And he links to mainstream government documents, alternative grassroots stuff. The point is, it's a different filter of a guy that's a populist and a patriot instead of Mark Zuckerberg, the king of Facebook, and his filter that's telling you Obama's God and free speech is bad and let's get rid of our borders and let's bring jihadis in. And they are coming and saying, this is what they're arguing in the TPP, that we're going to say you can't link to someone's website. Well, how are you supposed to even, of course, people come to your site to see what you're linking to. It's crazy. They want to end communication, folks. They want a new dark age. Stay with us. Sign up for our free email to counter the censorship. InfoWars.com/newsletter.
Visit GCNLive.com today.